you so much. We love you, Jesus. So you take us to new places and you today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Things the Lord has been showing me during this conference is that it's the in-betweens where God's really going to minister to you one-on-one, and sometimes you don't have to be singing a song or no one has to be teaching or preaching, but just receiving, keeping yourself in that mode just as you're sitting, and just let His presence change you and touch you. Jesus was up on the mountain, He was transfigured, and Peter, the Bible says, he didn't know what to do, so he started talking. And the Lord basically went quiet. This is my son. Hear him. I began leading worship 23 years ago. And at first, there was a very performance. I would do special music at all the different churches, and they'd call me and book me. But I remember the day that all that went out the window, because I just wanted to worship Him, because I fell in love with Him. And it's not that you can't increase your skill, but worship has to be first. And just sitting in my room and closing my door as a teenager and just worshiping. And just singing and just dancing and leaping, it didn't matter. And then I began to lead worship in churches more than performing special music. And the Lord said, if you'll share this special thing, I'm going to set people free. And I didn't want to at first, but you have to take that special one-on-one and be vulnerable to everyone. And I didn't want to do it. The Lord said, just trust me in this, and whole rooms will be healed. So I began to focus on worship and just waiting and just knowing when it was time to go slow and when it was time to go fast and when it was time to dance and when it was time to shout and when it was time to be quiet. thing is, not everyone's called to be a worship leader, but everyone's called to be a worshiper. And what's same about private worship and corporate worship is it's always to an audience of one. But what's different when you get out of the corporate setting is that you have to let all restraints go. All cares. Show me this morning that there are some people, I think women here, that actually feel very ugly on the outside. And I really sense like the Lord is saying what he wants you to hear today is whose standard of ugliness, because he sees you as beautiful. And there's freedom for you in that.
Yes.
There's freedom for you in that today. So if that's for you, just receive it. Go ahead and receive it. The Lord calls you beautiful. The Lord calls you beautiful.
Amen.
Line yourself up to His standard. His standard.
Yes.
Jesus. He is here. Healing hearts, healing minds, healing bodies. Thank you, Lord.
Most High. Yes, Lord. Sing praise. lift your name on high. Oh, we lift your name on high, Lord Jesus. Worship Him, lift your voices high and sing. Oh, you are worthy of our praise, Lord. You are worthy of our praise, Lord. You are worthy of our praise, Lord. To you alone we sing, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We lift your name. Praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Take me deeper into you. Take me deeper into you. Take me deeper into you. Deeper into you, Jesus. Take me deeper into you. Take me deeper into you. Take me deeper into you. I wanna be where you are. With you, Lord, with you. just simply be with you, Lord, with you. Take me deeper.